Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Me'ilah is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz.
Me'ilah Daf Ches. Welcome back, everyone. We're now starting the second parak of Me'ilah. This parak, besides having a chidushim in Me'ilah, it's really a summary of kachim in every karban, what happens in the shlavim of each karban, hakadosha and the shechita, the zrika. We have a lot of, the short perek, we get a lot of Yisaitis and Kachim here in this perek. The Mishnah starts off, that with the Chatz Oif, even when it's alive, as soon as you're Makdashid, there's a Me'ilah. So Rashi explains, how are you Moilin Chatz Oif Me'chaim? Rashi says, you sold it, Oitzio L'chulin. Rashi can hear it's bothered that it's difficult to use an Oif while it's alive. A behema, you can ride on it, you can plow your field with it, things to do with it. But how do you mend it from an oif when it's alive? The answer is Rashi, that you sold it, so now you use it, you made money off the deal. And that's the Me'ilah. The Perish Kadmoin says that the case was talking about that you pulled one of its feathers, you want to use the feather as a pen or whatever use you have for its feathers. But Rashi, for whatever reason, did not explain the mission that way. That the Rashi says that you sold it. However, that the Rashi says that Sheikh Me'il, when you sell the oif, Sheitzio the Chulin, Karenaira asks that a Rechatis oif has Ketushas Aguf. It's a carbon. It does not go out to Chulin when you sell it. So that's before in the mission later on, the Yud Testament days. When you sell something of Ketushas Aguf, it does not go out to Chulin. It stays as being Kodesh. So if so, how does Rashi say that you might see the oif to chulin by selling it? So a couple of things, the Takanas Ezra here, and then a few mahalachim how to explain Rashi by us. One point is that it's not mefurish anywhere, that also by an oif, when you sell it, it does not go out to chulin. We only have mefurish in the Gemara by a korban, by a zevach, behemo. By an oif it's not mefurish. The Rambam says that Yiroi Ali, Rambam Perek Vav Mila Alocha Hey, Yiroi Ali, Shedina Menochus Ve'oifers Ve'nesochim, Kedina Ve'aklishoris Kedina Behema. It seems to me that an oif and a mincha is like a behema. The Gemara talks about a behema, and Gemara brings a pasuk that a behema does not go out the kachulin aydei me'ila. So we need the Rambam to be mechanish to us. That also other karbanis that have kedushas aguf are like a behema. But it seems that one could argue with that chiddush. And maybe Rashi argues that chiddush. And Rashi holds that Me'ilah is yeah, might see an oif sechulin. Because not like a behema. If you'll ask, what in the world is a svara? The reason the behema does not go into chulin is because it's kedushas aguf. And kedushas aguf, you can never be mafkia the kedusha. It's impossible to be mafkia the kedusha. So why would we think that through me'ilah it could go out to chulin? That's a good question. But there are rishonim that hold that me'ilah has more of a power to be mitzia to chulin than pidyon. Even in cases when pidyon cannot be mitzia to chulin, but me'ilah can you have your mitzvah l'chulin? Rashi later on in Daf Yutes seems to hold this way by klisharis that it has kedushas aguf, and yet there's machlekes whether klisharis is yitzvah l'chulin ayidei me'ilah. The Me'iri in Kiddushin Daf Nun Hey brings mefarshim that eitzim of that you brought in the mizbeach have kedushas aguf, and yet they're yitzvah l'chulin ayidei me'ilah. And there are other examples. We find that things that have kedushas aguf could still be yitzvah l'chulin ayidei me'ilah. So Akabon that could be the Pshar and the Rashi by us that Me'ilah's Moitzi to Chulin the Oif, even though the Oif is not Yetzi L'Chulin, I day Pidyon. Another Mahalach we could say in Rashi is based on the Me'iri there in Kiddushin. He brings other Mefarshim. Says the Me'iri that even a Korban, a Behema, if you give it to someone B'Derech Choytza as a real Mekach, then it's Yetzi L'Chulin. That we find always that Me'ilah is not Maiti Kedushas Aguf L'Chulin is only when you're nene from them. You ride on the behema, that's not mighty techulin. But if you're using it b'derech haitzah, you're giving it to someone that it should be his, that act of being mighty lechulin it works to mighty even a carbon techulin. Rashi would hold that way, it would be also gevaltik to Rashi. That's why it's mighty midei lechulin, because by all kachim, there's a klal, when you nisen lechaveri, or meicher lechaveri, then it's yetzi lechulin. A third way we can learn the Rashi is a little bit tiny doichakim shats, without any chidushim that come out of the Rashi. The Rashi doesn't mean that when you give the oif to someone, it actually becomes chulin. Rashi doesn't mean that you did an act of haitzah lechulin by giving it to somebody else. You sold it, and that you got hana. And even though it did not work, the sale is not chal, because the oif doesn't go out to chulin. Because you did an act of a maisa, of selling it, that is enough ability to be mighty lechulin. Takanas Esther brings, the Rambam already holds this way, that when a person sells an oila, even though it does not go out to chulin, but he's chayav mishum me'ila. So the fees that we could also explain the Rashi by us, that Rashi holds the same way, like the sheet of the Rambam, that an act of being mighty lechulin is chayav mishum me'ila, even if you were not successful in being mighty lechulin. That's the Rashi here. The Mishnah says that's until Malika. But the Malika, if you want you to do Malika, then it's Huchshira liyipasel b'tfuh yoyim of Mochos Kippurim u'balina. So Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom say, what does it mean Huchshira liyipasel? They say that it's nitoisav b'kedusha. It is extra kedusha now that you did Malika. And therefore, it's liable to be nifsal and Lina. Before the Malika, because it was lacking Kedusha, so then it could not get these psulim. But now that you did Malika, it can get these psulim, because now it's Nitoisaf Ba Kedusha. So it's before that the Malika adds in Kedusha. What's the Pshat? So here the Pshat is up here, the Yisrael of the Bishkarov, in the stencils in Tzvachon Daf Chof and Menachos Daf Tes. Says the Bishkarov, that the shechita is mekadesh the korban. A korban until shechita just has kedushas haguf. It's not really a korban. It's going to become a korban, but it's not a korban. The shechita is what makes it into a korban. We spoke about this. He started to be in the sechta also from the tzvasemes. Can be meila. At the ikar time that the korban has meila is after shechita. The korban has meila before shechita just because it's going to be in his kadesh idei the shechita. But the real reason of Me'ila and the carbon is after Shechita, because then it becomes a carbon. So then by an oif, even though an oif does not have a kli sharis, you're more like it, ba'atma yishal koyin, but the Malika starts the avoid of the carbon, and that's what makes it into a carbon, and that's why you can get these psulim of Tfulyayim, Mechusikipurim, and Lina. That's how Rashi and Reino Gershom one. The Rambam Gershom Mishnah says a different shan in the Mishnah. It says Rambam Huchshira, in Yonai, Shehi Muchenes, Umzumenes, Liposel, Betfulye. Says Ram, in our Mishnah and all the Mishnahs of our Perek, Pshat in Huchshira does not mean that it gets extra Kedusha. That the Pshat in Huchshira is now it's ready to become Posel. It's more Meduik, sorry, the words Huchshira. Now it's Muchshar, now it's ready to get the Psul of Chuskipurim Tfuyoim and Lina. The Sfasemes, that's another point here on the sin of Huchshira liyipasel. That's the Sfasemes, the Lashon is Mashma, that only because of Malika, therefore it's possible Tfuyoim because the Tosefes Kedusha, like Rashi says. That's the Sfasemes, it's a much more simple reason why beforehand they had no psul of Chuskipurim and Tfuyoim. The reason is because it was a Baal Chai. And a Baal Chai is not Mekabot Masoichla. How did the Mishnah say the reason is because of Tosefes Kedusha? The reason that it was not Mekabot Tuma beforehand, from its Tfuyim and Mechos Kippurim, is because of its lacking the Tosefes Kedusha. And there's a much more simple reason, because it's the Baal Chai. and Baal Chai cannot be mekabel tuma seichel. That's a big question of the Sfas Emes. Answers the Sfas Emes that in Echanami, there are two reasons why it was not mekabel tuma mechai. Number one, that it was a Baal Chai. And number two, that it's lacking the Tosefes Kedusha to be possible for the Tvul Yomim and Mechusu Kippurim. Then he doesn't speak out. Chulin are not nifsa with Tvul Yomim and Mechusu Kippurim. Only Kodshim are nifsa with Tvul Yomim and Mechusu Kippurim. So Mechayim, there are two reasons why it was not nifsa. Number one, that it was a Baal Chai, and number two, because it was lacking the Tosefes Kedusha. So after Malika, we took care of both those problems. Number one, now it's dead. And number two, it was the Tois of Kedusha, and it could be Nisal, the Tul Yomen and Mechus Kippurim. But it's still a bit Magna, because what's an Afkamina? Why does Mishnah tell me this word of Huch Shirli Pasal? Anyway, beforehand, it was not Nisal with Mechus Kippurim because it was a Baal Chai. And after Malika, it's no longer a Baal Chai. So Lamai said, what's still the Nafkamina? Why do we need this Nafkamina of the Tosefes Kedusha? Since it's Sfas Emes, the Nafkamina would be in a case when you did a bad Malika. Let's say you were in Malika Bachutz, or Shechta Bachutz. So now it's dead. We took care of the Baal Chai problem. But we still have the problem that it does not have Tosefes Kedusha. So in this case, it would not be Nifsal with Mechus Kippurim and Tvul Yom. The Mishnah needs to tell me that it got the Tosefes Kedusha, i.e. the Malika, to tell me the Chiddush, that even in the case when you took care of the Baal Chai problem, but if you did not give it Tosefes Kedusha through the Malika, then it would not be Nifsal with a Tvul Yom and a Mechus Kippurim. So Sfas Emes then adds another question that I don't understand, says the Sfas Emes, that why does not have Din Kachin beforehand? Why does Itaka need the Malika to be get the Tosefes Kedusha? Even beforehand, it had Kedusha. So what was it lacking that it needed the Tosefes Kedusha of the Malika to be nifsal with Tvul Yom and Mechus Kippurim? So the second question we answered before, that we said over from the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav says that the Shechita of a Karban makes it into a Karban. Beforehand, it's just Kedusha Saguf, and the Shechita is what turns it into a Karban. And Kenira, that for the Psul of Tvul Yom and Mechus Kippurim, you need Dafka to become a Karban. It's not good enough that it has Kedusha Saguf. That's probably the second question of the Sfas Emes. But this first question that the Sfas Emes asked over here was why does it, that Mashmais of the Mishnah is that the only thing that, only reason that it does not have a psul of Tvul Yom and Mechus Kippurim before Malika is because it's lacking Tosefes Kedusha. Why did the Mishnah not say something more simple? The reason it does not have the psul is because that it's a Baal Chai. So the Sfas Emes himself said that in the Chanami there are two reasons, like we said. And Afkamina Lagabi Shchut Echot. But in Brisk, there's another answer to this question. Reb Chaim in the stencil over here, and also the Brisker Rav in the stencils in Zvochim Daf Tazayin, they say that even though normally a Baal Chai is not Mekabel Tuma, but by Kachim is different. Kachim, see, even things that are not Oichlim can be Mekabel Tuma. Gemara says, Darshan Zedav Pasuk, V'habasar, Rabbah is Eitim v'Lavoyna, to tell me that even though Eitim and Lavoyna are not edible, but Chibas HaKodesh Machshirasan, U'mashvelu Eichla. Chibas HaKodesh, because they're Kodeshim, so that makes them Kiyu, they're an Eichel, and they can differ from a Kabbal to Masar Eichler. The Machlik is Rashi and Taiz, whether this is Midah Raisa, whether it's an Asmachta, but it's a really Dindra Banan. But either way, Chibas HaKodesh L'maisa makes things that are not actually edible and gives them a din of an oichel and makes them that they can be makabel to mas oichel. So imkim, by all kachim, even kachim that are not edible, because there's chibas HaKodesh, that can make it like an oichel. So imkim, achatas oif, even when it's alive, we could say that chibas HaKodesh makes it into an oichel. And therefore, even though regular bali chayim are not makabel tuma, but this Baal Chai should be mekabel tuma. So that would be a very simple mahalach to explain what the havamina here is, that a chatas oif is mekabel tuma. And l'maisa, what's the reason that it's actually not? The reason that it's not mekabel tuma is because it's lacking in Tosefes Kedusha. We don't say Chibas HaKodesh before Malika, before you start the actual Hakrava of the carbon, and there's no Din Chibas HaKodesh. But if there would be a Din Chibas HaKodesh, even on a Baal Chai before Malika, then we hear it from Kabbal Tumma, even though it's a Baal Chai. It's a wonderful Mahalach to explain Pshat in our Mishnah. Now look at this Fasemis. So this Fasemis that's to learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling me that you need two things. You need Malika in order to kill it. You also need Malika for Tosefes Kedusha. But beforehand, the reason it's not Mekabel Tumah is also because it's not a Baal Chai, according to this Fasemis. However, according to Rabbi Chaim and the Brisker Rav, before Malika, there's only one reason why it's not Mekabel Tumah. And that is because it's lacking the Tosefes Kedusha. If it would theoretically have that Tosefes Kedusha even before Malika, then it would be Mekabel Tumah for Malika, even though it's a Baal Chai. Oh. Beautiful, beautiful Mahalach, but just to point out, this is all based on a Hanacha in the Tumas Eichon, which is the Arichas of the Brisker Rav there, in the stencils in Tzvachim Naf Tezai. Why is a Baal Chai not Mekabel Tumas Eichon? The scrub there has two stuff. Is it that a Baal Chai is simply not Eimid La'achila? It's not in a state of Achila because it's still alive. Something is running around and it's not Eimid to be eaten. Is that the reason why a Baal Chai is not Mekabel Tumah? Or no? It's a din. Even if theoretically we could find a Baal Chai which is Eimid La'achila, but there's a din that Baal Chaim were not Mekabel Tumas Eichel. So, this Shtigl Torah, the Brisker Rav here, it says that if there would be Chibas HaKodesh Mechaim, then it would work, then it would be Mekabel Tumah, even though it's alive. That's only on the Tzad, that what's the reason that Baal Chaim is not Mekabel Tumah is because it's not Oymed La'achila. So then we could say, then it's like Eitzim and Levina. We see that Kodshim, we give them a din of being edible, even though they're not actually edible. But if there's some sort of Xeris HaKosta that tells me that a Baal Chai is not Mekabel Tumas Oichlin, even though it's 100% Oymed La'achila, then Chibas HaKodesh is not going to work. Because Chibas HaKodesh just makes that it's Kilu Oymed La'achila. The fact that it's Kachim, that it's the love of Kachim, or maybe that it's Oymed La'achila, it's Mezbeach, and these things, they can make it Oymed La'achila, even though it's not actually Oymed for Achila. If it's a din, that it's not Mekabel Tumah, Baal Chai is not Mekabel Tumah, then Chibas HaKodesh doesn't work. So it seems that maybe this Fasemis would have held that way. That there's a din that it's not Mekabel Tumah. And therefore, he held that Chibas HaKodesh wouldn't work on it. So we still have the simple reason that a Baal Chai is not Mekabel Tumah because it's a Baal Chai. That would be the Sherish HaMechoikis here between Reb Chaim and this Fasemis. Like in the Mishnah says that who's a Dhamma, so there's no more Me'ila. There's machlekes, whether it's huza or mitzui. But a ketzer, once you do the zrik of the carbon, then there's no longer me'ila. So mashmais of the mission said you need zrika mamish. So Tesis did a maskal huza. We're not this way. That's telling the machlekes earlier on that, hey, if hetzer achilo shaninu, or hetzer zrika shaninu, or hetzer shchita shaninu, and if you hold by a behema, hetzer shchita, or hetzer zrika, then also by an oif. It means that you don't need the Zerika Mamish. You need the Roy Lehaza. That's good for the Peshat in the Mishnah. Who's the Dhamma doesn't mean who's the Dhamma Mamish. It means that it became Roy Lehaza. That's before in our Tosfos. That Heter Zerika and Heter Shchit also apply to Oifus. This is also before in Tosfos in Yevam Mistaf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph. Devi Maschel Ella. So you're there, it says that a person eats eats a Malika, so he's Chayev Shtayim. He's Chayev for Nevela, and he's also Chayev for Zarus. So Mar asks that in Isser Chalal Isser, how can you have that should be Chayev Shtayim? So Mar says they're all Chalav Basachas. Both Isser Zarus and Isser Malika are Chalav Basachas, and when you do Malika, then it's Chalav Isser Zarus, and it's Chalav Isser Nevela. So asks Tosfos, and Isser Zarus, the only Chayv Zar eats it if he eats it after Zerika. If he eats it before Zerika, then he's not Chayv. So in Cain, the Isser Nevela is Chal right away Bishas Malika. But Isser Zarus is only Chal after Zerika. So it comes out that they're not Chal B'Basachas. The answer is Tosfos, that no, that the Isser, the Nevela is not Chal at the Malika either. Even though when you did Malika, you made it in a Nevela, but it's not Chal at the Isser Nevela, because it still has an Isser Me'ila. And the Kar Mishnah says that Moilin by Mishu Ketushon. There's a Me'ila when you're Makdash it. And that Me'ila goes straight until Shazrika. So because the Malika, it has the Isra Malika, so no Isurim are Chal on it. That's a shield. No Isurim can be Chal on it. And all the Isurim are Chal b'Shazrika. Because b'Shazrika, then the Me'ila is Paka, and then everything else can be Chal on it b'Basachas. That's a beautiful Mahalach of Tesis. That the Me'ila saves the day there. Because there's Me'ila until Zrika, so then nothing else can be Chal on it until after you do the Zrika. And then when the Me'ila goes away, and everything else is Chal. Asks Tosfos, what do we say, Lamanda Omar, Heter Zrika Shanina? Feed Varov. It's Yotami Dei Me'ila, as soon as you did the Malika. And yet, the Isra Zaris is only Chal later. Answers Tosfos, even Lamanda Omar, Heter Zrika Shaninu, but Isura Mia Ika, until Shazrika. Even though the Me'ilas Paka, when you did Malika, but there's still an Isser Kodesh that continues on until Shas Zerika, and that makes it that no other Isserim can be Chal. So this is a taste, we mentioned this earlier on Darth Hey. Here's Mavur and Tesvis. Even Mount Omer Heter Zerika Shaninu, it's not actually Matter the Basar, but rather Isura Mia Ika, and therefore no other Isserim are Chal until Shas Zerika. So that's the taste in Yivamis of Amagibel. But Linyaninu, what we want from the Tesis in Yivamis there, it's Mavur and Tesis, and also by Oifes we say that Heter Zrika Shanin. That is Tesis in Yivamis of Amagimel, like our Tesis in Me'ila, that have Chesam al Aleph. However, the Tesis Shanim and the Tesis Arosh in Yivamis there say other Terutim. They say that by Oif, everyone agrees Heter Achila Shanin. They don't want to go to come into the answer of Tesis that Isura Mia Ika. So they're back to the question that Me'ila could be Paka b'shas Malika, and Isra Zaris is only Chal later. So therefore they come to this Chiddush and say that by Oifes everyone agrees Heter Achila Shanin. But what's the reason? So this here is Machlekes, Tesis Arosh, and the Tesis Shanim, two different ways they have to explain why by Oifes does everyone agree at Heter Achila Shanin. The Tesis Arosh says that you only say Heter Zrika Shaninu because the dam is Oymin Lizorik. So says the Rosh that that's only when you're Makabal the dam in a kais. And the dam is called Oymin Lizorik. Mashengin by an oif. An oif, it's true that an oif does not need Kabbalah, but therefore an oif also does not have Kabbalah. That's the Matthias of an oif. An oif doesn't, its din is Malika and Hazah. An oif only has two Avaydas. It does not have Avaydas Kabbalah Bechlau. Therefore, says the Rosh, that it's not Shaykh the Din of Kol Emid Lizrik Kizarek by Noif. Kol Emid Lizrik is not because it's only lacking a Zrika. That's the simple way we have of understanding. That you're up to the last point, you're only lacking one more thing, so Nishke Ferloch, don't worry. If it's so close to Zrika, then it's not considered lacking a Zrika. If only thing that's missing is the Zrika, then it doesn't bother us. That's a simple Pshat in Kol Emid Lizrik Kizarek. But the Rosh is telling us that's incorrect. A Zrika is not just a Zrika. A Zrika is very, very important in a Karban. So if you're only missing a Zrika, then you're missing the Iker. So we don't say because you're only missing a Zrika, then it doesn't Nishka Ferlach. That's incorrect. What's the reason we say Kol Emid Lizrik Kizarek? That means, says the Rosh, Gavaldaki Yisait. Because the Kabbalah is Machshir the Dam for Zrika, Mvur Menachas Daf Yudalad. It's Machshir the Dam. It's Machshir the Dam for Zrika. That's what happens. I day Kabbalah. So it's Menachos Av Tezayin. That the Kabbalah is Matir the Dam for Zrika. So when you already you did an act to Mikadish the Dam and to make it Roy and to make it Oymid for Zrika, so then we could say Kol Oymid Lizrik Kizarek because you already made a positive Kiddush Chalois Din on the Dam. But Mashengin beforehand, but Mashengin before Kabbalah. Even though it's not lacking Kabbalah, an oif does not lacking Kabbalah, but Lamaisa does not have the Kabbalah.
by an oif it was nischadish that after Malika you could be zurik the dam, even though it never had a tikkun and never had a hechsher for zurika. That was nischadish in the Torah by oifus. But akoponim, nothing was ever machshavit for its zurika. So here we don't say that kol oimid lizur kizarik dami. That's the gevaldik yitzayit of the Teizer Rosh. In Teizin Zvachim Tav Samech Babam Adbiz, the Rimaschil Ve'ela, Teiz also downs by oif, whether we say heter shchita shaninu. Teiz did not even mention the tzar of heter zrika shaninu. It's not clear why. So the Mikdash David and Simon Zayin of Katan Hey, he wants to say pshat in Teizis, that because you do the zrika from the oif itself, then we can't say heter zrika shaninu. We only say heter zrika is when the dam was already separated from the basar. Now it's in a kais. So now I say that the basar, which is separated from the dam, is already aiming to become mutter. Where the dam is together with the basar, so the part of the mizbeach needs is in the basar, so then I don't say that the basar is aiming for its heter. That's the malach of the mitzvah shdav. It's definitely possible that that's pshanatesis. But after the Teizer Rosh, it's a new pshanatesis. The mitzvah shdav did not have the Teizer Rosh. Once you have the Teizer Rosh in your vomis, the Pshat is a Teizer holds like the Teizer Rosh. And you only say Kol Emi Lizer Kizarek Dami after the Dam had a Hechsher for Zrika. Before the Dam had a Hechsher for Zrika, even though it's only lacking a Zrika, you don't say Kol Emi Lizer Kizarek Dami. It could also theoretically be Pshat in Teizus. Teiz Yishanim in Yevamis says a Teretz Mechudishnik a Teretz. The name of Rabbeinu Nisanel says Teiz Yishanim. The only time we say Heter Zrika Shaninu, it's only a behema, by behema, because the shechita is matirit. Shechita is matir in chulin. Shechita is matir of the behema to be eaten. Hashem came by oif, we do a malika, so malika makes it into an avela. A malika is not matir by chulin. Even though the Torah was matir for kaihanim to eat malika, but because the malika itself is not matir by chulin, therefore we don't say heter zrika shanin. These are the words of the Teiz Yishanim, which is the Chayra Medrash Pliya. We're talking here about the Dine Kachim. Dine Kachim, whether it's getting a heter from Mi'ila. That's the question here. How is that related to the din that it has by Dine Chulin? If the Shechita is matir for the Isra of Chulin or not? That's entirely irrelevant to the Kachim question. Hamesh Apela, in the Pshat and the Teiz Yishanim, what are the connection in these two things? The Pshat is what we spoke about earlier on Tafei from the Perish Kadmoin. That before in the Perish Kadmoin, that we needed to be an Oichel. If something is an Oichel, then it's Oimi La'achila, then I could see already that Ki'ilu the Zrika is a side in. It's, that's on the sidelines. I see an Oichel in front of me. When I see an Oichel in front of me, then I say, this is Oimi La'achila. This is Shaykh Tehadir already. I need a Zrika. Okay, it'll get a Zrika. But in the question of is it Shaykh Tehadit, it's already considered Shaykh Tehadit. Hashem came by something before it's Shaykh Tehadit, or here within by Malika. Because right now it's Usher to Hedit, so I b'chal don't see an Eichel in front of me. I don't see something which is the Hedit, the Kayhanim, have any connection to b'chal. When you do a Zrika, then it will all change. Then it will create a metamorphosis to make it all mutter. But until you do a Zrika, then there's not considered an Eichel b'chal over here. So then I can't say that this piece of meat is shaykh to the realm of hedyot, and therefore it still has meila. It's a mechudish tikkun pshat in the inyan of heter shchita and heter zrika shaninu. But the chor that we have to say according to the Teiz Yishanim. We now come to the Gemara Amud Beis. Gemara's medayik from the Mishnah after Hazah that is the meilu deleka ha yisur ika hamamayne gakoyen nemavi. Why is there an Isra B'chal? The more answer is that it's B'yoytzim or Rabbi Akiva, Zrika Ma'os L'yoytzim. But the Achroinim, the Karen Eir and the Svasemis, have a question on the Pshat and the Gemara. L'fi the man Omar, that the Pshat and the Mishnah is Huzadama, and not Mitzadama. So the Mishnah is referring to before Mitzui. You did not yet do Mitzui. And yet, it's enough with Hazah to be Ma'itim Yidei Me'ilah. So ask the Karen Aaron the Sasemis. So why do we not say that the Pshat in the Mishnah is that Mi'ilahu Deleka ha'isura eka, because you did not yet do mitzui. And therefore, it's usher to eat the basar before you do mitzui. So that'd be a very simple pshat in the Mishnah. That isura hu de'ika still has an isur. The isur of eating the basar before mitzui. That's their question. So the Karen Ayra says that it's not so simple. Yesh lodin, whether there is an isur to eat basar before mitzui. We don't find this isur brought down anywhere. This isur we only find here in the Achrenim. There's no Gemara about this. So the Karen Ayra says, takes on that this is totally in what the gedra of mitzui is. Is mitzui in a separate matana in the oif? The oif needs two matanas? Or is mitzui midin shvich ashirayim? Says the Karen Ayra that if it would be midin shvich ashirayim, then you'll have to eat the basar before you do mitzui. But if it's midin, another matana in the karbon, then even though it's not ma'akev, but the carbon needs two matanais, and each one is separate and individual, it has their own aspects to it. So the carbon lechatchila needs two matanais. So if so, then it's asar to eat the basar before mitzui. This is the perspective of the Karen Ayra, that it's totally whether mitzui is midin shirayim or not midin shirayim. Why if it's midin shirayim does the Karen Ayra say that there is no isar to eat before zrika, before mitzui? So Kinir the Karen Ayra understood that the whole din of Shvich HaShirayim is only a din in the dam. The carbon does not need Shvich HaShirayim. The carbon just needs the zrikas. If there is dam left over, so Torah said, don't throw this dam in the garbage. Don't pour it to the Amma. Rather pour it on the Yisayt. It's just a kium in how to get rid of the dam. But the carbon does not need this bechlau. And so there's a machlokes rishayim, according to some rishayim, Rashi, Naflam Mitzayin, and Zvachim, Tais Nachman Gemal, Amid Beis brings this down, that there's no din to leave over dam for Shvich HaShirayim. If you want, you could do Bizirik all the dam on the Mizbeach, and you will not have dam for Shvich HaShirayim. Carbon does not require this matana called Shvich HaShirayim, Bichlal. So Im Gain, the Karen Ayra takes on as a very good glat svara. If the carbon does not require Shvich HaShirayim at all, just it's a way to get rid of the dam, so in Cain, you can eat the basar before Shvich HaShirayim. Because the basar, dainu the carbon, does not need the Shvich HaShirayim ki hu ze. That is the perspective of the Karen Ayra. However, the Sfas Emes took this on by us, that it's also eat the basar before you do mitzvah. So Sasemis never questioned that. He was never pashut. So the Chayyot pashut, the Sasemis is l'shitasay. Sasemis, in Zochim, Daf Yud Gimel, is mechadish. By every carbon, it's usher to eat the basar before you do Shvich HaShirayim. Not only by Chatas Haif, but by all carbons. Sasemis proves this from the Gemara there, because the Gemara has a Hava Amina. If a person thinks Machshev is pigol, bizman you do Shvich HaShirayim, then the carbon wouldn't be mefugol. As is Vasemes, there in Zvachim, that array for Pigol, there's a Tanai, you can only think Machshev is Pigol, but Dvarma Mevim Nidei Achila. And Avaidas, that at the time of these Avaidas, it's necessary to matter the Basar for Achila. But Shvich HaShirayim is not an Avaidah Mevim Nidei Achila. Or you can eat the Basar even without Shvich HaShirayim. So what was the Hava meaning that there should be Pigol? I did the Shvich HaShirayim. So that's the big question of the Sfas Emes. Answer is the Sfas Emes that it's usher to eat the basar before Shvich HaShirayim. Then the Gemara is Miyushuf. There's a Havamin that even Mishas Shvich HaShirayim you could think about Shev is Pigel, because that's also necessary in being Matir the basar. Very Gishmak. So maybe the Sfas Emes by us also took this on. That even he doesn't speak this out, the whole Cheshmin. But even it's Pasher that by him that even if Mitzui would be Bidin Shirayim, it would still be also eat the basar before Shvich HaShirayim. Just one last point on this topic of the Achronim. In Rashi and Rabbi Nergershim, it's very meduic like the Achronim. Rashi says, in Divrei HaMaschil, Eino Ma'akev, says Rashi, that it's enough with Hazah itself to Moti Midei Ne'ilah, because it's Naseh isn't Mitzvah. Kimiduma, that other places in Me'ila, by that the Zrika's Moiti Midei Me'ila, Rashi does not say Nasim Mitzvasa. Rashi doesn't say anything. Or the most he says is the Mishnah Daf Beis. The reason is because there's a Shas Hetcher Lekayanim. That's the reason it's Yatim Midei Me'ila. So why here do they emphasize the point that it's Nasim Mitzvasa? Well, if you the Chiddush of the Karinor in the Sfasemis, it's Geshmak. If we say that it's Usher to eat the Basher before Mitzvah. So here, Lamaisa, we can say that it's just a Shas Hetcher Lekayanim. Because it's Takano Hetcher Lekayanim. I date that Zohar itself. So what's the reason it's Yotim Yidei Me'ila? The reason is because of Nasis Mitzvah. That'd be Meduketiv in Rashi, like the Chiddush or the Karnera and the Sfasemis. Another point here in the Gemara, answers that we're talking about Yotim Rabbi Akiva, and the Mishnah is saying that Zrika Moelos Liyotim. So asks Taisus in Divrei Masechet Omar, so what's the case? How do we have this case of Basar Sheyotza by in Achat Zoif? He says, say it's Bishlam by a Zevach, you shachta the carbon, you have the dam in the case. And now some of the Basar goes out of the Azara. That's we have Machoikas Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Lezer, it's Zrika Moelas Liyotze. But by Oif, it's very, very difficult to find the case. How the Oif is all attached. The dam is together with the Oif. As we said, there's no Kabbalah by an Oif. So how is it Yotze, says Taisus? If it was Yotze Letzad HaRosh, so then the dam itself is Yotze. You don't have the problem of the Basher being Yotze, rather the dam is Yotze. Now we saw earlier, and Daf Zayin, and Rebbe Akiva agrees by Dam Sheyotze, that you do not say Zrika Moelas LiYotze. Elamai, says Taisus, it went out Letzad HaRegel. Just the back part of it went out. The dam is still, the neck, still in the Azara. But the Regel went out. And that's why you can have a case. The Nafkamina Zrika Moelas LiYotze is on the Regel. So says it's also problematic. Because when the regal goes out, so everything that's also in the regal goes out. And then when you do the hazah, so it's also in this ariv with the shamnunis of the regal. And that's a problem. That's important in the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Chavav. That if the regal, the carbon, goes out between Shechita and Kabbalah, so when you're Makabal the Dam, it's also in this ariv boy, the shamnunis of the regal. And that's a problem, because Dam is has an Adam puzzle, as Usher to be Zerik Vidam. So we have the same problem by us over here. That is the question of Taisus. So Taisus gives a few answers. First, Teretz Taisus says, is that all of the Dam was in this Asif, Betzav, or Oif. Everything went up to the neck, hung out there for a minute. Then the Rega went out, and then you Zerik Vidam. So we have no problem of the shamnunis that has been in a psul yoytze, being this arif with the other dam, because no, everything already was in the neck. So therefore, the shamnunis will not be in this arif. That's the first teretz. The second teretz of Taisus, which is based on the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Chavav there, says that you cut off the regel. The regel went out, and then you cut it off. So then, its shamnunis will not physically come up to the neck, because it was already cut off. It can't get out of the regal and back into the guf. And that's why, that in this case, we could have a tzir where you have no problem of the shamnumis. But that's the general teretz of Taisus in the second teretz. But Taisus, it's not clear the girsa in Taisus, machlekes achronim, what the correct girsa is. There's a problem here in Taisus. Taisus is a problem in this tzir practically. Why? Because if you're going to chop off the regal, so then the carbon is going to be a mechusar eiver. Even though eif is no psul of mumin, but there is a psul of mechusar eiver by eif. And if you chop off the regel between malika and hazah, so you made eif into a mechusar eiver. So what's the problem with that? Because there's a gemara in Zvachim that says that if you're tsoyrim oizen hapar between shchita and kabbalah, so the carbon is psul. Because you need kabbalah at a time that the par is still shalim and doesn't have any mumen in it. So too over here. If you're going to chop off the leg of the oif after malika, before hazah, so you have a problem of a par shaya kvar. That's the question Taisus is dealing with. So there are two ways to learn the Taisus here, what the Gerson Taisus. The Chalik Nosson says that, like we just said right now, you first did malika, then it was yatza, and then you chopped off the regal. So, you chopped off the whole regal. And there's no problem of parsha yikvar by oifis. Only by behema is there a problem with Parsha Yekfar, but not by Eifus. And also the Mikdash Zavid and Simon Lamedalid, Sifkotan Beis, also learns this paratesis. Why is there no din of Parsha Yekfar by Eifus? So Mikdash Zavid says two drachim. Either because that din of Parsha Yekfar is meaning mumin, then a mum pakin pasul even after Shechita. But an Eif does not have a psul mum. An Eif only has a psul mechusar Eiver. Mechusar Eiver is not meaning mum. Meila is not Shechach din of Parsha Yekfar by Eifus. Second Teresa Mikdash David says, second explanation, is that the din of Parsha Yekvar is not a psul in the korban. Rather, it's a psul in the avodas kabbalah. You can't do avodas kabbalah on a korban that has a mum. So even if we'll say that mechuzar eiver is yimidin mumin, but an oif does not need kabbalah, doesn't have kabbalah, doesn't need kabbalah like we mentioned earlier in this year. Meis, there's no kabbalah by an oif. So meila, there's no psul of Parsha Yekvar by oifus. Even though it has a mum before it has zah, that doesn't bother us. Because the Harith Gemara says there in Zvachim Daf Chafei Medbeis that the only time there's a psul of mum is till Kabbalah. After Kabbalah, we don't care anymore about Parashah Yekfar. So too over here, Lamai said that you don't have a Kabbalah, you don't need a Kabbalah. So Melo, it doesn't bother us that it's a Mechusar Eiver. That's explanation of Mitzvah David. Also Rab Chaim in the stencils in Chulin Chafalat Medbeis also says and there's no din of Parsha Yekvar by Oifis because they don't need Kabbalah. That's one mahal to learn the Tesis. There's another mahal to learn Tesis, which is the Shita Mekubetzes and the Tzayin Kachim. That you did all this before Malika. Before you did Malika, you cut off the Basar Ad HaEtzem. You didn't cut off the Etzem itself. You cut from the Basar until you got to the Etzem. And therefore, the shamnunis will not come out from the regel into the rest of the korban because it's already detached. It's cut off, so it's detached, so it can't get there. But the agurish and thesis that you cut off until the etzem, you did not cut the etzem itself. Because if you would have cut the etzem, then you'd make it a mechusar eiver. And if we're talking about before malika, then there definitely is a psul of mechusar eiver. Before Malika. So we're talking about before Malika. If we cut the basar until you get to the etzem, and there's no, it's not a mechusar eiver. And Taiz explains to this, the reason that this works is because ein tamus v'zachrus ba'ifis. You're able to do this plan by cutting the basar until you get to the etzem because there's no psul mum ba'ifis. So therefore, we don't care that all the basar is cut off before the Zerika. So the Karen Eira and the Rashash ask on this, why do we need to come on to Ein Tamos V'Zachar's Bo'ifis? Harry, this is not a Mum Bechlal. You don't find anywhere in Bechiris, when we're mentioning the Mumin, that there's a Mum that the Basar is cut off. That's not a Mum. So here, even by Behemoth, you could do this Mahalach. Why does Taiz need the explanation of Ein Tamos V'Zachar's Bo'ifis? That's their question. So the Maisa, the Teretz of Yosef, with the Shita Mekubetzes L'Shitasai. Shita Mekubetzes in Tzvachim Daf Chavav Mer Aleph, Ois Gimel, says that by Behema you cannot do this Mahalach, because it's a Mum Oiver. Even though it's not a Mum, it's not mentioned in Bechayr, it says a Mum Kavua, that allows you to Shech the Karbon, if you put it to the Karbon, but it is a Mum Oiver. And therefore, by Behema makes a problem. A Mum Oiver is a problem. But by Oifers, even a Mum Kavua is not a problem. And therefore, you're able to do this mahalach of cutting off until the etzem. And then it goes out. So even though that basar has a psul yaitse, but the shamnunis will not be ma'uriv with the rest of the karbon in order to make a problem that the dam is ariv with the dam of the shamnunis. So those are the two drachim and tesis. Even if either after malika, and you cut it with the etzem, and then within a parashah yekfar, or it's before malika, and you cut it until the etzem, even though that's a mum oiver, but mumin don't pass over by oifus. We're not going to the machlokes in the Gemara, a machlokes amarayim, whether mitzvichat soif is ma'akev. Rav Huna says that it's not ma'akev, and Rav Ada Bar Ava says that it is ma'akev. Shalom, what the gears in the mission is the gears in the mission of huzadama or mitzadama. So if you have a dama that mitzvichat soif is ma'akev, Fine, machlokes from the Rishonim went together. It's Perish Kadmoin, back of the Gemara, he says that the mito is Ikar Achatos. He also writes that it's Mokom Zrika de Behima. Who are that he holds that it's, there are two Ikar Matanas in Achatos Oif, Hazoah and Mitzoy. Just like we have by Pnimiyos, all of Matanas are Ma'akev, all of Matanas are equally important. So too by Achatos Oif, it has two separate Matanas. But each of them are equally important, the Hazor and the Mitzvah. That's before in the Perish Kadmai. The Rambam sees a different Girsa, a different Geder. The Rambam holds that even though Mitzvah is Ma'akev, but it's not the Ikar of the Karbon. Ikar of the Karbon is the Hazor. The Mitzvah is Ma'akev. How do we see that in the Rambam? Because the Rambam holds, even though Mitzvah is Ma'akev, but it's still for Me'ilo, we don't need that. As we'll see in a second why. But for to be yoytiv de me'ila, it's enough with hazor, with even though there's no mitzvah. Bakorach, the mitzvah is not the ikar of the korban; it's just something else, which ma'akev, and that's why it's enough with hazor to be yoytiv de me'ila. So that's still the explanation why. About to get to that. Akobonim, it's clear in the Rambam a different geder in the din of mitzvah ma'akev, not like the Perish Kadmon, that it's the ikar achatos. Rather, it's a din ikov in the korban, but it's not the ikar of the chatos. So this Ikar Shita of the Rambam holds this. It's not a Mefurish in the Rambam. Where does it come from? The Rambam writes in Perek Zayin of Ma'isa Karbonis Halacha Zayin, and Mitzvah Chatzos Oif Ma'akev. And yet in Hilchos Me'ila, Perek Beis Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes that Chatzos Oif Yotim Yidei Me'ila, Misha Hu Zadama. From then you do Hazah, then it's already Yotim Yidei Me'ila. So that's quoting our Mishnah, but that's, if that Girsa in our Mishnah, Hu Zadama, before then, that mitzvah is not ma'akev. So the Lechem Mishnah and Hilchos Meitzah Karbonos already asked this question. So the Lechem Mishnah wants to say that even though it's ma'akev, but for me'il it's enough with hazah itself. So that Rav says in the Gemara, mitzvah dama, according to the Mahadamar, that mitzvah is ma'akev, Tani Rav mitzvah dama, says the Lechem Mishnah, that's not for me'ilah. For me'ilah really it's enough with who's a dama. That Rav says mitzvah dama, it's for pigol meiser and tamei, which are also mentioned in our Mishnah, and for those you need after the mitzvah. But to be moitim de me'ila, for that it's enough hazah. That is the mahalach of the Lechem Mishnah to explain the Rambam how it's not a skew to the sugya. The Lechem Mishnah still asks, may chitesi to the Rambam to say this chiddush. The Lechem Mishnah doesn't ask what the svara lechalik is. Why should we be mechalik between me'ila and pigul meiser and tamei? That's definitely tzarech v'yar. That even the Lechem Mishnah doesn't ask that. The Lechem Mishnah does asks that mechitesi of the Rambam to make this chiluk. So in Reb Chaim in Stencil Chedushi Agrach al Hashas over here says Reb Chaim that this Rambam is a big makar to the Yisoid that we've mentioned the whole from the beginning of the Masech, the B'shem Reb Chaim. It said Reb Chaim spoke about it over here that the Yisoid that if to be moitim in me'ila we do not need zrika materis. It's enough that it's niskayin the zrika in the karba. You don't need the shasetro lekayhanim. Over here, by who's a dhamma, there's no shasetro lekayhanim. And yet it's yotim in me'ila. What's the reason? Shem Chaim brings the sugi in Zvachim Daf Nun Beis. It's before in the Gemara that by shvicha shirayim or mitzvah chatas ha'oiv, even on the side of their ma'akev, they're not mechaper. It's ma'akev, but it's not mechaper. Says Reb Chaim that for the kapara, it's enough with hazah. That brings kapara for the bailam. The shirayim is ma'akev the kapara. The mice of the bailam won't get kapara until mitzvah. But the mechaper is the hazah itself, not the mitzvah. So for the inyan of nas mitzvah, when it's kind of zrik of the karban, the zrik of the karban is the hazah, not the mitzvah. And that's enough to be moiti midei me'ilah. That's the Yisoid Reb Chaim wants to say, and that's shot in the Rambam. And this is the right of the Yisoid, that we don't need a Zrika Materes in order to be Maitim Dei Me'ila. However, Reb Chaim Maitis has another shot in the Rambam, another potential shot. That Lo'olam, you need the Mitzvah. In order to be Maitim Dei Me'ila, because the Maitis of the Mitzvah is Ma'akev. Kama the Mitzvah is Ma'akev, so it will not be Maitim Dei Me'ila until you do Mitzvah. That the Rambam says, Mishahuza Dhamma, the Rambam means that after you did mitzvah, so l'mafreya, it was yoytim idei me'ila from the time you did hazah.
So therefore, if a person was mayel after hazah and before mitzui, he'll be potter. Bitnai that you did a mitzui in the end. And Lefiza, that's the yishuv. The Ramazan is here to the Gemara. The Gemara says mitzah dama, Tony Rav mitzah dama. The Gemara means to say that you need to do mitzui. If you will not do mitzui, then it will not be yoytei midei me'ila. That's the pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam is talking about a person that did mitzui. A person that did mitzui. When is it yoytei midei me'ila? It's yoytei midei me'ila already from the Hazah. That's the Mahalach of the Rambam. If he's that, the Rambam is talking about you finish all the avodas of the karpa. It's still a raya to the Nekuda that you don't need a zrika materis. Because l'mayis, when you did the Hazah, it was not yet matir l'achilas kayanim. It was still asher to eat. This second Mahalach of Rav Chaim is saying, is minimizing the chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam we don't have a raya from this Rambam. We have a karpa that's puzzle. That was not finished the avodas that are necessary. It's still yotzei midei me'ila. According to the first Malach and Rav Chaim, it comes out, we have a carbon that you only did hazoah and not mitzui. The carbon is pasul, and it's still called that was in kind of streak of the carbon to be yotzei midei me'ila. That's a tremendous chiddush. In the second Malach and Rav Chaim, we minimize that chiddush. It's when you finished up the whole avodas, you did mitzui, you took away the ma'akev in the carbon. So that at what point was it yotzei midei me'ila? The point that it was yotzei was already from the time of the hazah, because that's ikar zrika of the karban. Oh. Those are the two halachah of Rav Chaim, krezim zelos ebedasa Rambam. Either way, it's before in this Rambam that we do not need the shas hetro l'kayhanim in order to be yotzei midei me'ila. I can for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.